cattle futures bounced higher Tuesday. Fed cattle traded a dollar lower in the Texas Panhandle, and USDA's Economic Research Service increased the average feeder steer price slightly for the remainder of this year and next. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of July. Feeder cattle futures rallied an average of $2.13 higher Tuesday, propelled by lower corn futures and ongoing cash demand strength. Corn futures closed 13 to 15 cents lower through new crop contracts on weather pressure, and then mostly 7 to 8 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 17 to 22 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly 9 to 12 cents lower. Positive outside markets, feeder cattle, and higher wholesale beef values helped pull live cattle futures an average of 48 cents higher. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.02 higher Tuesday afternoon at $272.57 a hundredweight. Select was $1.07 higher at $243.73. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a dollar lower in the Texas Panhandle on Tuesday at $136 a hundredweight, with moderate trade and light to moderate demand. Elsewhere, trade was mostly inactive on light demand, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $137 in Kansas, $140 to $145 in Nebraska, and $143.50 to $145 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $230 in Nebraska and $228 to $230 in the Western Corn Belt. I didn't have any trendable Tuesday auctions to report at press time. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices rallied Tuesday, with various analysts attributing the surge to investors betting that the bottom is in or near. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 754 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 105 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 353 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 73 cents to $1.62 higher through the front six contracts. USDA's Economic Research Service raised the expected feeder steer price for the remainder of this year based on stronger than expected placements in May, current price data, and tighter supplies than expected. That price is basis a 750 to 800-pound steer at Oklahoma City. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, ERS forecast the average feeder steer price $2 higher for the third quarter at $168 a hundredweight, a dollar higher in the fourth quarter at $171, and a dollar higher for the annual average price at $163. Likewise, the expected first quarter price next year increased by a dollar to $169. Next year's annual average price is $199.25. As for fed steer prices, ERS analysts point out that the five area average price July 10th was $22 higher year over year at $144.35, supported by the faster slaughter pace, lighter carcass weights, and strong beef prices. The fed steer price was projected at $139 a hundredweight in the third quarter, and at $141.30 for the annual average. Next year's annual average price was forecast at $153. According to ERS analysts, conditions continue to elevate beef cow culling rates and placement of calves on feed at a faster than expected pace. They explain lower expected carcass weights in the second half of this year are more than offset by higher expected fed cattle slaughter in the fourth quarter. This raise projected 2022 production slightly. However, lower weights were carried into the first quarter of next year, marginally reducing next year's production. That's That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.